for it.
And all it takes is for them to get hooked up with somebody from the NWO to bring them down, man. Our guy here, he's been struggling all year long.
Tell the people about what's happened out there when you say struggling with the NWO, because this will be educational for people, because people wonder if you're really a black helicopter guy. Jerry has diamond gusset jeans that have a diamond gusset in the crotch. He has a ProPure water filter. He has MREs that he gets from the Alex Jones food shop. He takes a colloidal silver, what's it called? A nascent iodine, colloidal silver.
And carnivora.
And carnivora.
And beyond tangy tangerine. Like a liquid supplement.
Smart Way Dalton Bearing Hydraulic. Fifth quarter fan reaction. Well, this is 4 hours.
No, sorry. In all seriousness, I think a lot of times what happens in right now, and to me, this team has shown some really big strides. We were just talking earlier, just in the maturity. And man, you just hope that these guys stay focused, because right now they still have that hunger to them, and they have the talent, which right now is an incredible mix going into next year. So, you know, you just don't want, I don't know, man, and we've seen it so many times where a team will have a good year, then that following year you start to see all these side antics with players, you know, and their social things that they have going off the field. The next thing you know, that wonderful quarterback that we had all of a sudden now he's all into some other stuff, or this wonderful running back that we've gotten, that just plays humble, plays like a maniac every single, week. You know, now, he's distracted. So I think really, man, even if the coaching doesn't change, if these guys just individually just come back, get better in the off season, and they're not distracted, and they're still as hungry, man, it's going to be another fun season, and I feel like, you know, you probably can, you know, instead of 1 out of 5, you probably get add another one on there. I feel like they'll probably get one more next year than they did this year as far as, you know, those meaningful games on the roster.
Oklahoma has 58 points right now. Brian Hartman just tweeted out, Jerry, on his Twitter feed, would the Sugar Bowl take an 8-4 team?
With that playoff game, yes. They're not stupid. And that's the thing now. Is like these bowl games don't mean what they used to.
They don't mean anything. That's exactly right.
You know, so, you know, teams are playing 2-3 extra games than what they used to.
That's right.
You know, the fact that they're using these major bowl games as playoff sites, well, guess what? Now, I mean, that's like 8 extra teams who've made it into the bowl game circuit. Who would have been otherwise.
They have I think I heard tonight where they had 60 slots or 80 slots for the bowl games. 60 or 80. They're going to take several 5-7 teams to fill out the bottom of the card this year. Several 5-7 teams. Several 5-7 teams. Let's go back to the phones.
Thanks, Harbin.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. I was trying to make fun of you, and Jerry agreed with you. Let's go back to the phones. That's how they roll in FEMA Quadrant 10. You never say never. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
I
know
hey,
it.
Buddy.
I know
hey, buddy.
It.
Roger.
I know it.
Hey, what's up? What's up here,
I knew
buddy?
That. I knew that. I knew that.
What's
I knew
up,
that.
I mean, you're going to talk here for a minute. What's going on?
How'd it go with you, buddy?
Oh, man, I've had it probably the most awesome last couple of days, man, here just around Thanksgiving,
yeah.
Man. It's been beautiful.
Well, that's good. That's good. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Jerry? Good Thanksgiving?
Yes, sir. Hung with family, some of Big Daddy Colquitt's family that live up here. Also, hung up with a daughter, man. It was beautiful, man. It was nice.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Well, that's great. Good talk to you, TJ. It's been a while to talk to you. It's good to talk to you, man. Good talk to you, buddy. See ya.
Yes. You know, I appreciate you calling in, Roger, but, you know, the thing I like about you best is watching you on site. You know, when I come back into Knoxville and I go to do the shows live, I mean, there's nothing that makes me more happy than to see you throw some food down right there in front of us, right there doing the show live. That's the most thing I like about you, Roger.
Thank you, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry, buddy. Thank you for that. Tony, it's been a fun. I've been listening off and on. It's been a fun show.
You've been listening what, Raj?
I've been listening to the show. It's
not what you said. It's not what you said.
What's that?
You said I've been listening off and on.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I can't listen to every minute, you know.
Why?
I have to do.
Can I tell you something? So, can I tell you something,
what's
Raj?
What's that?
I've been listening on and off myself, and I do the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right. I've been listening to the show.
Raj, you need to give me your size, and I'm gonna have Jerry. I'm gonna have Jerry send you some.
Okay.
Some stuff from the Alex Jones, the catalog.
Okay. All right.
We're going to get you hooked up.
Like a don't drone me, bro. Sure.
What is it?
Don't drone me, bro. Sure.
Don't drone me, bro. Don't drone me, bro.
That's
funny. You are such a stooge.
No, you want? Can I do a doc for Jerry?
Yeah, but Jerry won't get it because Jerry thinks that Doc's NWO. But go ahead and do it anyway.
Okay. Jerry, you
this is Doc Deerstone. This is Doc Deerstone in our town. He's getting ready to bust some Doc Deerstone for you. Rog has worked up his impression of him, and here it goes. Go ahead, Rog.
Wait a minute. All right. Like a Jerry, like that. I just wanted to ask you, Jerry, about the game tonight. How was it being? It was not Tennessee to win tonight. How was it being, Jerry? Since Tennessee has won like this? You remember how it's been since Tennessee has won like this?
Wow. What comes to mind for me, I would say.
Yeah.
You know, before I hit campus, I think of what was those 86-87 teams. They were extremely talented.
Yeah.
You know, tons of four, five star recruits and three stars whom they were developing as well. So you could see it just looking at guys off the hook. Man, those guys are really talented. Now the wins weren't adding up, but I think it was the 88 season. I think they were bowl eligible that they went to a bowl game. So you could see, hey man, if they just get this thing together with all that talent, then they could really just take off. And that 89 season, when they went to the Cotton Bowl, I think we went 11-1. I think that's one of those times where you could see, you know, a couple of years before, all this stuff was starting to develop. I would even say, too, the 92-93 team, because what happened was that 89-90-91, those teams had – that team had a sick amount of NFL talent on it. Well, guess what? Now those guys are gone. Then you come back in 92, all those players were young. You know, we went 6-0, Roger. I think we lost a couple straight. We ended up, I think, 9-3 or 8-4 or something like that. The ground had been laid. Just a ton of talent on that team. We were competitive. We had I think it was Coach Fulmer's first full season coming up in 93. And the cool thing is all those linemen on the 92-93 team, but guess what? They were carryovers for Peyton Manning, when he got on campus. So, to me, I kind of would equate it to the 92-93 82 situation, where we had to replenish our roster. And also I would say that 86, 87 time where, the talent was there, but the wins weren't quite there. But then boom, they got it together and that thing just turned so quickly. So I think we got a chance to do, you know, what those teams did in the past.
Okay, good. I got question. You. Hey, Tony, I heard you say earlier, but Michigan, you want Tennessee to play Michigan? I'm with you, Tony. I want Tennessee to play Michigan too. I like Jim Harbaugh. I like him. He's a smart guy. I last seen him play. I want Tennessee to play Michigan too. See how we do against Michigan. What chances of that happening, Tony?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of speculation out there that we're going to end up. That we're going to end up in the Belk Bowl and who the opponent will be and who in the world knows. My point is with this stuff is now they move. It's literally like, when they go over to Zurich and they have the G20 summit and all the world leaders get together and they move these pieces around on the globe. And you just don't know. You know, you don't know what they're going to do behind closed doors, but, I'll tell you this, Raj.
It's been
an outstanding season.
I really
hope you have yourself a great night. And to you, I say good night and good morning. And I hope you have yourself a great one, brother. It's great talking to you.
Take care, Jerry.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay, sure. Bye-bye.
Hey, Tony?
Yes, sir, Jerry. It's on the way out here. Give me a final thought.
I tell you what, man. If I'm the athletic director of some of the power players on campus, man, I say look out here to the Pac-12. You know, right now, the Pac-12 has been getting a lot of love just as far as their respect over the last couple of years. But there's not necessarily a dynamic team in the league. There are probably about five teams that I say Tennessee, the way that they played some of these SEC teams earlier and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee, I think Tennessee can beat Oklahoma, or UCLA.
Right now.
UCLA, yeah.
Right now.
They're on the map. Right now. Washington is on the map.
Mm-hmm.
You can beat them right now. Washington State might have a top two or three quarterback coming out of college. This year or next, you can beat them right now. I would say, give me a Pac-12 team, please, and use that as a launching point. Because right now, just with Tennessee's roster and just the prestige that will be put behind that game and the attention, man, I that's what I'd be trying to do right now. I mean, all those teams that they're going to try and pair them with on the East Coast. They can do that in a year. To me, give me one of those Pac-12 teams I think that they can play right now. Let's go line it up.
Jerry, I love you.
Hey, shout out to Anthony, too, man. That's my boy. Anthony, you're going to be all right. That's all I want to say.
Well, we don't usually mix the personal with the bring the family into it. I mean, I know what you're saying, Jerry, but hey, Jerry, I love you. You're my guy.
All right, Tony.
Shout out to Anthony. You're my guy. I want to thank my friends at, let's go through this, okay? I want to thank my friends at Smartway, and you will find them online at gosmartway.net. Dalton Bearing and Hydraulics, serving worldwide from beautiful Granger County, Tennessee. First Mortgage Lenders, online at firstmortgagelendersinc.com. I want to thank my friends also at Tennessee Sports Medicine Group, 10sportsmed.com.